Well, I'm back with Mark.
Hello there.
And we're going to wrap up this second season that we've called Why Listen. We've asked the question over and over throughout these episodes, why is it important to listen? Why should we keep listening to God? And I think what we try to communicate is that, you know, as long as we're still living, as long as there are still pages of our story that are not inked, you know, as long as our story is not over, God is still trying to speak into your life and in a way that changes, you know, those pages that are not yet written. God wants you to write your story with Him. He wants to speak into your life, you know, the words that will appear on the unfolding pages. Because as long as we have life, as long as our story is still unfolding, it is so important to listen to His voice and let Him have some authorship, some authority over how our story really unfolds.
Yeah, the wonder of our lives will only be revealed, portrayed in God through Jesus Christ. And there's such miraculous and wondrous blessings that are in store and that we live in, that we work through, and we learn as we go that we could trust Him more and more, and that He's always with us and cares for us so deeply.
Yeah, we have to listen. We have to tune in. We have to tune our frequency, our radio waves towards His voice. We have to open ourselves up to that. And, you know, there's times in our life where it's maybe more difficult. There's times in our life where we're maybe more averse to even letting Him, you know, like letting Him in, letting His voice in and giving it some weight and letting it have some influence over the decisions we make. But what we need to be learning to do better every day is listen to Him. Carve out time to talk to Him in prayer. Carve out time to crack open your scripture and let Him speak directly. You know, just let Him speak directly into your life situation. Over this season, what we've been doing is going back and looking at different ways that we've discovered that listening helps. Different ways, you know, listening invites us to become someone different, someone more in line with, you know, the life that God wants us to live, the image He wants us to become.
Yeah, a child of His. You know, we hear so much noise out there, and every piece of noise always has the answer for you. Something that you need or should need or should want. But then we listen to Christ and we say, well, this is quite a bit different than what the world is presenting to us as good to have and good to want and good to need. Christ's word, His wisdom is beyond good. It's eternal and helpful to us. It's full of grace and love. And it's given to us through pure love, the pure love of God for us, because He created us and He knows what we need. He knows what we really need, and He will give us all things. But we need to know the difference between destruction and spiritual poverty and spiritual wisdom, truth, and eternal life. We've got to seek it out, but he's there to help us when we give it our all. Mm-hmm. We try.
Yeah. Two verses that were coming to mind as I was just thinking about, you know, if there were some scriptures I'd want to wrap up with, what would they be? The first that comes to mind is from Jesus's transfiguration on the mountain. You know, God speaks directly to his son when Jesus is baptized. Says, you know, this is my beloved son. With you I am well pleased. He speaks directly to the son, letting the son know, like, what you're doing, the path that you're choosing to commit to, how much that pleases the Father. The second time God speaks, at the Transfiguration, he speaks to the disciples, and he says, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Listen to him." It seemed like God really wanted, you know, Jesus' inner circle to know how important it is to listen to his son. And at the end of Revelation, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He's the one standing at the door and knocking. Mm-hmm. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. These two ideas of God speaking through his son, we have to listen to the Son of God. And if we do, if we make that our daily practice, life for us changes.
Yes. Changes for just the good. It changes towards so much good. We need to listen to our Lord Jesus Christ, for his words will lead us in the straight and narrow path to righteousness, peace, and life, and love. He gives us everything that we need. We step out in faith, in belief, to obey what he wishes for us to do. And then we go from there to learning his wisdom, understanding why it is we've obeyed, and knowing that he is so loving, so caring toward us, and knowing that we've truly been adopted into his family as children of God, daughters and sons of the living God, who is all-powerful, merciful, and is there to walk with us and to help us to learn to walk with him and abide with him as a beloved child.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, God wants to relate to us like a parent to a child. He knows what's best for us. He wants what's best for us. And he is trying to help us through life, to make good decisions, to have the best life, the most blessed life. He wants us to have that. And he offers to invite us and lead us toward it by listening to his voice, by listening to his instruction, by listening to his guidance and his wisdom, like you would toward a father that you completely trust, that you know wants what's best for you, and that you know knows the way towards that best thing that he has in plan, has in store for you.
Yeah. And that knowledge of him that he gives to us, it's not restrictive. It's not a restriction. We find out that it's something that frees us, totally opens us to freedom, love, and hope, and living with and in Christ. It is almost, you could say, it's not almost, it is a miracle of living. It's beautiful, special, and to be greatly desired.
Yeah, and that is like this idea of God being our Father, of us one day being called like His child, being brought home. Like he really wants us to make the right decisions that will enhance His family, increase His family. Mm-hmm. And if like Jesus's ministry, the way of Jesus, the good news in Jesus is what expands God's family, others hearing about this good news, about this redemption and salvation offered in the name of Jesus. If that is how God is getting His family back through this good news of Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God.
Yeah, we live out that good news.
Yeah, he wants us to be living our life in a way that represents His family, mm-hmm. that represents the invitation to join His family, to be adopted into His family. He wants us to go through life in a way that is putting that on full display. What invitation to God's family does for us, how it changes us fundamentally, and how it does that in a way that's attractive and alluring to other people, that they have something here with their God that is unique, that is not found anywhere else.
Yes. It's attractive because we belong to the living God. We are His, and He is ours. It's attractive because we are blessed, we are whole, we're healed, and we realize that we've been able to give up evil, wrong thinking, addictions, hurtfulness, hatefulness. We become unable to be influenced by the evil, by the hurtfulness of the world. Yes, it will bother us some at times, but we know what we have. We know who we are in Christ. We know the love we have. We know the love we share. We know what's important, what's eternally true and important, and we live in the kingdom of God on this earth, looking forward to being received into that kingdom after our death. We trust in God. He reveals Himself and helps us while we're here, and we love everyone and hope to, by living out our Christian life, our life of Christ's faith, that it will help other people, hopefully, to look into this, mm-hmm. and consider and taste the Lord, that mm-hmm. He is good.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah, it is an experience. And you know, we start with listening, and you know, as we listen and open ourselves up to the teaching of our Father, it calls us into obedience. As we listen, we'll find that our strength, our faith is being strengthened, that all of our strength comes from His voice. Our belief in the God who speaks will grow deeper. Our connection to God's power will be enhanced. His voice will guide our growth. His voice will affirm our experience of His salvation. His voice draws us nearer, and His voice gives us wisdom. Like under all of these different topics that we've addressed through the season, listening really is how you establish kind of a rhythm a rhythm of relating to God so that you grow in your belief, so that you find more strength behind your faith, so that you are being changed and becoming somebody who is more obedient to the way of God, the way of Jesus. Like, listening is at, I think, the heartbeat of all of these different ways of relating to God.
Yeah, and as a little example, I now in my life seek to listen to God rather than listening to people who say, I should try to get more money, I should try to chase after money, I should try to get materialism, or things like that. My goal is to seek God and listen to Him, because He provides all those things that I need. I don't get those things through my own initiative adequately. I can't get anything near to what God can give me out of my own adequacy. I'm not adequate to run my own life. But so, like you say, listening is the goal. And we learn to do that, and we hear. When we listen, we will hear, and we will grow, and we'll live abundant lives, abundant spiritual lives.
Yeah. And we have, we have to keep listening to have that abundant spiritual life, because if we're not, if we don't keep listening, if we don't make it a practice to keep listening, the world's going to try to pull us off course. It's going to try to knock us off balance, and like, listening is our way back to center. It's how we find our alignment. It's how we get recalibrated. We have to listen to God. It'll keep us tender, you know, when we go through different things in life that try to make us hard. The voice of, you know, bad counsel, the voice of bad influence, the voice of the serpent, the voice of, you know, the noise and the distractions and the voice of culture, the voice of the world. All that will try to make us hard, our heart hard, as life gets difficult. But listening to God is what will keep us tender and what will keep us responding in the appropriate way. I think our reflex, our instinctual reaction is to hide and avoid and shut down. Maybe not for everybody, you know, but just thinking back to Adam and Eve, they make the wrong choice. They didn't listen. They didn't listen to God. And, you know, they sin. And, you know, God wants to have a conversation with them about it. And, you know, they avoid, they hide, they shut down. They even kind of deny and shift blame. When God wants to just have them when God just wants to have with them an honest conversation, like, He wants to talk and to speak into their now current situation after they took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That is such an important time to keep listening, or to start listening, mm-hmm. is when things seem to have gotten way off course. When things seem to have gotten really, really dark and hopeless, letting God speak into your life right then and there is what keeps things hopeful and tender and anchored in His promises.
So do I revert to my thoughts and wisdom, or what seems to be common sense, mm-hmm. or fears? Many types of things that I have within me in the flesh that would be mistakes to follow and listen to. So do I listen to those voices, or do I seek out God's wisdom and God's voice, which is above human common sense and wisdom, and will lead me to paths of light in Him, if I will but yield to Him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've finally learned in life to not jump on my own sense of wisdom, but to stop and to look at God's wisdom and see. I see a big difference a lot of times in which way I should go, and the way that makes me happy and fulfilled is God's way.
Yeah, so I want to just kind of, we're going to give some indication of where we're going next season, what we think like would be the next, you know, step in terms of like conversations, and so we're going to talk a little bit about like why we have so much hesitancy towards wanting to return. Maybe we've stopped listening. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we just never have listened in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, why not turn? Why not turn to the voice of God? And we'll kind of consider these things as we probe questions of like, what is it that causes us to leave initially? Like, what causes us to turn and shut down? You know, God's voice. Mm-hmm. Why would we not want to listen to it? What would cause us to really put up the defense, the walls of defense, and like try to block Him out? And then like how that progresses. We leave, we shut down, and if we don't return to listening to His voice, like where that can take us. Just like how the progression of sin, where that can lead if we don't return and start listening to God. The empty promises that are there underneath sin, I really try to like get to the futility under sin, how empty it is, who we become if we pursue this life without God, who we ultimately are becoming. The battle between light and darkness, and like what we're chasing, what it is that we're pursuing day to day, the longevity of our life. If you look at the brevity of our life, what would you say that we devoted our life to pursuing? We're going to kind of look at returning to God, turning back to God, embracing a God who's there waiting for us to turn to Him. We'll kind of look at God's character a little bit throughout these as well, and see how He dispels the false notions and the false pretenses behind like what sin wants to speak over your life, how far gone you are, how hopeless we may feel, how abandoned or without God we've become, and how God is there trying to speak some truth into our life to bring us back into His family.
I love it. I can't wait till we get into this. It seems almost like an addict who is having trouble getting straight, but then because of the attributes of those around him or her, they see the light and they embrace it and they find true answers to the difficulties. I'm looking forward to talking about the times we're hit hard in life and we feel like giving up, and what we can do to in response to those feelings. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Because God wants to work incredible things through those feelings. Uh-huh. Like, he has something for you beyond those feelings. But we have to start by, I think, turning to him, listening to him. And, you know, that first conversation might be very awkward, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it probably will be. But that's where you first have to turn, is to go to him, to want to listen to him, and let him speak into where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And he will lead you out of that. He wants to lead you out of that. Mm-hmm. But we can't shut down and avoid and try to hide.
Right.
We have to go to him and listen to him.
Yeah. And I think that most of the time we realize that's what we really need to do, is that listening and that giving God a voice is truly what we need.
Amen. Twenty-six.